Now it's time for Power of Prophecy, continuing the legacy of Tex Mars, exposing evil, and promoting Jesus Christ as Savior. Here's your host, Jerry Barrett.
Hello, friends, and welcome to another edition of Power of Prophecy. I'm your host, Jerry Barrett. Honored to have you join me again this week. There was big news in the last week or so, and it involved an NGO, a non-governmental organization. Big news. And since I started work at the ministry, I have learned more and more about this organization. If you haven't guessed yet, we're going to talk about how the SPLC, the Southern Poverty Law Center, created its wars to fight. Big news from the acting Attorney General, Todd Blanche. The Southern Poverty Law Center was indicted for allegedly using funds to secretly pay leaders of violent extremist groups to act as confidential informants without telling their donors. And Todd Blanche held a big press conference. He and Patel from the FBI stood up there on the podium, and Blanche announced this indictment. This is what Mr. Blanche had to say.
In the Middle District of Alabama, a grand jury returned an 11-count indictment charging the Southern Poverty Law Center with 6 counts of wire fraud, 4 counts of bank fraud, and 1 count of conspiracy to commit money laundering. According to the charges in the indictment, the SPLC is a nonprofit entity that purports to fight white supremacy and racial hatred by reporting on extremist groups and conducting research to inform law enforcement groups with the goal of dismantling these groups. As the indictment describes, the SPLC was not dismantling these groups. It was instead manufacturing the extremism it purports to oppose by paying sources to stoke racial hatred. But one troubling example is that the SPLC was paying a member of the leadership group that planned the Unite the Right protest in Charlottesville, Virginia in 2017 that resulted in the death of one person and injured dozens more.
Now, I'll get to the Unite the Right fiasco here in a little bit, but he mentioned that the SPLC was in cahoots with law enforcement to so-called eradicate, put air quotes around it, eradicate these supremacy groups. In actuality, if you've done any kind of research into the Southern Poverty Law Center, you know that they are anti-white, anti-Christian, almost anti-American. The things that they have done, you know, it may have started out noble, but it's not noble anymore. The acting, well, I guess she is the assistant attorney general for civil rights. Harmeet Dillon was on Fox News and she talked about the indictment of the SPLC. I want you to hear what Ms. Dillon had to say.
Well, the SPLC indictment by our criminal lawyers here at the Department of Justice is truly earth-shattering because it rips away the veil from the facade of the Southern Poverty Law Center being this venerable organization that fights discrimination based in the Deep South. What we have found is that that kind of discrimination in America today is actually in very short supply. So for SPLC to continue to fundraise off of that premise, they had to manufacture it themselves. And this 11-count indictment shows a paper trail of numerous payments to some of the most hateful groups in America, which have almost no presence, really. The Ku Klux Klan and, you know, Patriot Front and these other groups that a lot of us suspected because, you know, I'm a longtime conservative. You look around and I don't know any people like this or encounter them or see them, and yet suddenly they're popping up all over the place and SPLC fundraises off of them. Beyond that, the Biden campaigned off of defeating Republicans because of this false narrative. And so I think you're just seeing the beginning of this, and I think that you're seeing the DOJ start to pull on a thread that's going to go way deeper and end up ensnaring a lot more people.
So the DOJ is going to keep unraveling that sweater that was wrapped around the SPLC. Now, the interim president and CEO, Brian Fair, revealed that his organization was under investigation, and he said that it was investigating a now defunct program they used to pay confidential informants who penetrated these supremacist groups and infiltrated their ranks, learned about their activities, and reported what they saw to the law enforcement. Patel has removed any connection between the Southern Poverty Law Center and the FBI. How can you trust anything that they say as far as a law enforcement officer when you find out that they were paying their enemies to foment more hate? It's a vicious cycle. Of course, Mr. Fair is going to deny any wrongdoing by the SPLC. Jim Jordan also appeared on Fox News, and this is what Jim Jordan had to say about the SPLC.
Well, they were, they were promoting the hate that they said they were fighting.
Right.
And I think the big takeaway is, remember, they're the group that put themselves out there as the standard. They were the be-all, end-all for evaluating who was a good group, who was a bad group. They said Moms for Liberty was an extremist group. The Family Research Council was an extremist group. And I think maybe even more importantly, the Biden Justice Department used the Southern Poverty Law Center to train some of the prosecutors in the Justice Department. Mm. The Richmond Field Office FBI, when they did the now famous memorandum saying if you're a pro-life Catholic, you're an extremist. Guess who they cited in that memo as the basis for that? The Southern Poverty Law Center. So here was this group presenting themselves as this, you know, doing all this great work and deciding who's who in this world of hate group and everything else. And it turns out they're running a scam and they're actually promoting the kind of thing that divides our country. So that to me is the big takeaway and why I'm so pleased that Attorney General Blanche is actually that they've been indicted, and we're going to continue our investigation and find out exactly what was going on as well.
So Congress is going to investigate. It'll go nowhere with Congress. But the indictments at least present a damning account of what the SPLC is doing. And if you doubt that they are targeting people that are conservative, Power of Prophecy has been on the general hate list for as long as I can remember. Because we don't support homosexuality. Because it's unbiblical. We don't support the murder of unborn babies. We don't support same-sex marriages. And we claim that Muslims and Jews need to come to know Jesus as their Lord and Savior. We've never said eradicate any group of people. We have never fomented any outright hate comments other than to espouse our firm belief that the King James Bible is God's holy word, and it tells us, gives us a blueprint on how to live our life. And for that, we're a general hate group. But if you look at their hate list, you will not find one mention of Black Lives Matter. You won't find one mention of Antifa. But you'll find groups like Charlie Kirk's Turning Point USA. When Kirk was alive, they released a report. It was titled, a case study of the hard right in 2024. I don't know about you, but I cannot claim that Charlie Kirk was hard right. Charlie Kirk had started to speak from a biblical perspective, but that's not hard right. But according to the SPLC, well, he was. And like I said, Kash Patel has pulled the connection between the SPLC and the FBI, the research on crimes, hate crimes, the research on domestic extremism is now called a partisan smear machine. That's what it was. According to the prosecutors, they focused their case on 8 informants who received at least $3 million in payments between 2014 and 2023. 3 million total, not each, but 3 million total. Some of the members that received money were in the KKK. Some were in the Nazi parties. But in the indictment, it says that the payments were sent through shell companies to obfuscate who was being paid. If you are out and out supporting these informants who are providing all of this crucial data, why would you hide that when you're paying them? Unless you're paying them to instigate hate so that you can expose more hate and beg for more money from your donors. Now, in this report from Hannah Rabinowitz, Hannah wrote about the indictment. She wrote, in one instance, outlined in court documents, the SPLC paid a member of a neo-Nazi group, the National Alliance, who had broken into a different extremist group's headquarters, stole 25 boxes of documents, and then sent copies of these documents to an SPLC employee. This informant worked with the SPLC for nearly 10 years and was paid more than $1 million. A second informant was paid about $6,000 to take the fall for the theft. So they're covering their tracks, which is why they got busted for money laundering as one of the counts in the indictment. The SPLC was founded in 1971. It was built to combat hate and discrimination. This, by and of itself, sounds like a worthy cause, does it not? We don't need hate. We don't need discrimination. The Bible says that God is no respecter of persons. Jesus came for everybody. But then the SPLC began publishing and identifying hundreds, sometimes over 1,000, hate groups across the United States. In 2019, it labeled Alliance Defending Freedom, a conservative legal organization, as a hate group. This is a firm that focuses on First Amendment and religious liberty cases. They're a hate group. Now, the indictment and the charges therein paint a damning picture. Instead of simply monitoring and exposing the hate groups, it's possible, alleged, that the SPLC was into directly financing the very extremists that it publicly condemns. This is a self-reinforcing cycle, and it most assuredly distorts the public's understanding of extremism. How can it not? They are paying people to foment hate and instigating riots. Think back to George Floyd. We know Soros funded Black Lives Matter, and we had mostly peaceful protests all over. I remember the poor people in Ferguson that mom and pop businesses owned by people of color that were destroyed, businesses looted, life savings gone because the business was all they had. Now, I know there was a bakery and people from all over the country, and it didn't matter what race the owner of the bakery was or the volunteers that came help her rebuild, because it was what America does and what it does best. These people came to the aid of this woman who owned the bakery and helped her rebuild. Why didn't the SPLC call out Black Lives Matter for fomenting all of these riots? Excuse me. According to CNN, they're mostly peaceful. Mostly peaceful. Which is why buildings were bombed with Molotov cocktails. That's why lawyers were arrested for throwing a Molotov cocktail at a law enforcement vehicle. I remember all of the destruction that these people wrought all across the country. But it wasn't condemned by the SPLC. No, instead, well, they're not extremists. They're not right-wingers. But if these allegations are proven true in a court of law, now the SPLC is not guilty until proven guilty in a court of law. We have to wait and see. But if the allegations are true, that the SPLC has been coordinating some of these events that it raises money off of, every ounce of credibility should be rescinded immediately. Right now, there should be a lot of doubts. But any credibility in that organization should be kaput if they're convicted. In the National Review, Abigail Anthony, the author, wrote, "The SPLC is societal poison dedicated to disparaging any individual or group perceived as even mildly right-wing. The SPLC is well known for awarding the hate label to certain organizations or individuals. Now, while these designations might seem negligible, they have facilitated actual hate. Floyd Lee Corkins II was motivated by this hate list to attempt a mass shooting and kill as many people as he could at the Family Research Council's headquarters in Washington, D.C. Do you remember that? He shot the security guard, and the security guard was able to subdue him, disarm him before law enforcement could arrive, and nobody died. But this guy was hell-bent on blowing everybody away at the Family Research Council. The misinformation that organizations like this and controlled media are putting out there and painting everybody that isn't a progressive as an evil tyrant is doing nothing but instilling more and more hate on our fellow citizens. Now, you might have thought that the controlled media would refrain from using the SPLC's designations, but no. If you get a chance and you have internet connection, go to YouTube and type in John Stossel, SPLC. John has done some tremendous reporting on the SPLC. He admits at one time he agreed with the SPLC. But as he has done his research and his homework, he comes to realize that they are a militant, hate-promoting group. You will constantly hear controlled media promote the publications from the SPLC. They issue hate badges as if it is some sort of assessment grounded in a rigorous methodology. But if you are right of progressivism, you're a threat to the SPLC, and they're going to use you as fodder to raise more money. And you know, they actually have a very, very hefty war chest in the Cayman Islands. Yes, where we cannot get to it. Maybe Bernie Sanders will start working on how to get this money out of the Caymans and help offset all of the pork spending that Congress is doing. But it's, I know that's a pipe dream. Bernie would rather blame the rich, even though he's one of them. Bernie would rather blame the rich for not paying their fair share. But I think somebody, that's over $500 million, I think, is what I read in the Caymans. Now, I'm not positive that that's a recollection, not fact. But around a half a billion dollars locked away in the Cayman Islands where the U.S. can't touch it? There were postings from the SPLC under their hate watch about the assassination of Charlie Kirk. There was an article titled Attack on Public Education and Free Speech Rights of Educators After Kirk Killing. Can you imagine? They wrote, quote, key leaders of the hard right blamed left-wing extremism, railed against radical left lunatics, and suggested that universities had fostered a climate hostile to conservative thought. Close quote. Well, I seem to recall a number of conservative speakers having been booked on college campuses and then being told that they cannot give their presentation, their speech, because the university cannot ensure public safety. That's what the SPLC is promoting here. Anything that is conservative is hate. And this line where universities fostered a climate hostile to conservative thought, they're using it as a negative when in fact it is reality. There is hate on these college campuses. And during this article, Miss Anthony, Abigail Anthony, writes, quote, the SPLC neglects to explain how assassinating a right-wing commentator does not qualify as left-wing extremism committed by a radical left lunatic. Nor does the SPLC attempt to suggest that academia does welcome right-wing perspectives. The supposed extreme threat to free speech identified in the article is people saying mean things about leftist professors and suggesting some of them should be fired from their university positions in light of their statements about Charlie Kirk's killing. Close quote. There were a number of hateful posts on X, on Facebook, on TikTok, from academia. And they were celebrating the murder of a man who just wanted to have a dialogue. Of course, Charlie wanted to get his point across and bring you over to his side, and he was very persuasive, but he didn't use hate speech. He used logic, reason, and the Bible. But for that, he was sentenced to die. And the SPLC can only blame the right-wingers. They claim that Charlie Kirk and TPUSA were villains against free expression on college campuses. They criticized, quote, the myth of a trans shooter phenomenon and rejects how right-wing influencers and news outlets have attempted to associate Tyler Robinson with transgender ideology. It is public information that Robinson had a trans-identifying lover, while Robinson's mother told law enforcement he was becoming more pro-gay and trans rights oriented, close quote. In the irony of ironies, there isn't a post on Hate Watch dedicated to explain how The assassination of Charlie Kirk itself was a hate incident. Charlie addressed the SPLC, adding Turning Point to the hate group list, in a post on X on the 25th of May, 2025. Charlie wrote, quote, "The SPLC has added Turning Point to their ridiculous hate group list, right next to the KKK and neo-Nazis, a cheap smear from a washed-up org that's been fleecing scared grandmas for decades. They somehow still rake in over $100 million a year peddling their hate map nonsense, sitting pretty in their Montgomery poverty palace while crying about hate to line their pockets. Even former staffers called their racket a con. Their game plan? Scare financial institutions into debanking us, pressure schools to cancel us, and demonize us so some unhinged lunatic feels justified targeting us. Remember the Family Research Council? An SPLC-inspired gunman went after them. They'd love nothing more than to see TPUSA in the crosshairs. But it's 2025, and nobody with a functioning brain buys their garbage anymore. The SPLC is a laughingstock, a hollowed-out husk of an organization that's been exposed as a grift time and time again. They're not just irrelevant. They're a cautionary tale of how to torch your own credibility. Maybe someone should take a hard look at where all that nonprofit money's really going. Being on their list is a badge of honor. It means they're terrified that we're so effective. Keep crying, SPLC. America's done with your scam." Close quote. Powerful words from Charlie Kirk less than 4 months before he was assassinated. But the SPLC has overlooked plenty of hate. In 2016, the SPLC reported 40% of the more than 10,000 teachers who responded to its survey have heard derogatory language directed at students of color, Muslims, immigrants, and people based on gender or sexual orientation. However, the report omitted the finding that around 20% of the educators answered yes when they were asked, "Have you heard derogatory language or slurs about white students?" About 20%. But that didn't make the report because whites are bad. Before, I know Morris Dees, I don't know if he was white, he claims he was a Baptist, or if he was Jewish. But if you look at the leaders in the SPLC, they're Jewish. The co-founder was a Jew. If Dees wasn't, he was thick as thieves with him. And if you do any research, you realize Mike Wallace said it best. He was interviewing, I can't remember who, and they said, "Are you white?" And he said, "Actually, I'm Jewish." They don't consider themselves white. Jews are a race unto themselves and a species unto themselves, and they are the greater species. So they're not white. I'm Jewish. But would it shock you to learn that the SPLC compared Turning Point with the KKK? Same thing. They categorized TPUSA as an anti-government extremist group. And critics have accused the SPLC for a long time that they have a liberal bias in applying their hate accusations. Of course, the SPLC is going to deny this, but it happens every day. I have got a whole lot more to get to in the second half. I want to thank you for tuning in and giving me a little bit of your time. We have to take a brief pause right now. When I come back, I'm going to dive right back in. You're listening to Power of Prophecy. Stay with us, won't you? I'll be right back. Hello, friends. Jerry Barrett back with you again. I want to tell you about an outstanding documentary that we offer. It's entitled A False Reality. From the very moment we're born, the powers and institutions of the planet own us. They give us a number. They enter us into a system that not only traps us, but one in which most people have no idea they are even a part of. As we grow, we are trained, cajoled, enticed, and manipulated. The very toys we are given to play with are manufactured to control our minds. The food we are given poisons us and ensnares us in a cycle of addiction. Case in point, sugar. The system around us ensures we have no choice but to learn the teachings of an elite that wishes to maintain control over us. By using their own methods against them, we can reveal their subtle ways. The simplest methods, such as AIDA, are used every moment of every day. It begins with A, attention. They then can keep our I, interest, and build a D, desire, and call us to A, action. Whether it is work, play, or war, these methods are employed to control us, and we don't even realize it. From television to the internet, from books to music, from groceries to energy, from politics to religion, our lives are not our own. It's time to rip our minds away from the beast that devours our souls and live for ourselves. This is a 60-minute documentary, DVD. We're only asking $18. Please add $6 shipping and handling. That will make your total $24. You can order your copy of A False Reality by phoning us toll-free in the United States and Canada at 1-800-234-9673. If you care to phone our regular line, that number is 512-263-9780. We're in the office Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Central. We accept Visa, MasterCard, Discover, and American Express. You can use those charge cards at our secure shopping cart at powerofprophecy.com. powerofprophecy.com. There's an ad for A False Reality right there on the main page. Click on it, put in your name, address, charge card, select a shipping method, hit submit, we'll get it and get it coming to you. Now, if you want to send in a check, cash, or money order, please make your check or money order payable to Power of Prophecy. And you can mail it to us here at 4819 R.O. Drive, Suite 102, Spicewood, Texas, and our zip code is 78669. $24 postpaid for A False Reality. If you don't have a copy yet, you need to get yours today. Okay, and now let's return to our regular program. Today we're discussing how the SPLC created its wars to fight. Now, the SPLC's Year in Hate and Extremism that was released with the 2024 version of the hate map, they described Turning Point USA as, quote, a well-funded, hard-right organization with links to Southern Poverty Law Center identified hard-right extremists and a tremendous amount of influence in conservative politics, close quote. Oh, it continues. Turning Point USA's primary strategy is sowing and exploiting fear that white Christian supremacy is under attack by nefarious actors, including immigrants, the LGBTQ plus community, and civil rights activists, close quote. This report by the SPLC claims to have documented 1,371 hate and anti-government extremist groups in 2024. However, this is a decrease from the 2023 number of 1,430. Over the years, the SPLC has faced multiple defamation lawsuits over its hate group claims. I asked Tex if he was going to file a lawsuit against the SPLC for labeling a Christian organization like Power of Prophecy as a hate group. He said, no, why give them? It's a waste of money because nothing we do is going to change it. And the reason I ask is I was offended. As a Christian, I don't hate anybody. We should go out and witness the love of Christ to everybody. Doesn't matter where they're from, what the pigmentation of their skin is. It doesn't matter. Moms for Liberty was one of the groups that was labeled an anti-government extremist group. Moms for Liberty. It is a parental rights movement that has gone nationwide, and they train school board candidates. The SPLC claims these groups demonize LGBTQ people. And groups like Moms for Liberty claim the SPLC targets them because they oppose its agenda on political issues. Of course, they lean left, loony left, far left. This was an article in the UNS report, UNS.com, UNZ.com, and the author is Jonas Alexis. I've read some of Jonas's writings in Veterans Today. And so I had to scope out this article that he wrote. He said, quote, the Jewish organization known as the Southern Poverty Law Center functioned as a vehicle for fostering racial tension and social chaos in the United States. They have played a central role in fostering discord among various groups, close quote. Can't deny. Can't disagree. That is the way I see it as well. But Moms for Liberty wasn't the only parent group that was singled out by the SPLC. Moms for America, founded by Kimberly Fletcher, accused the SPLC of being a hate group against America, families, freedom, and God. They're right. She's right. Because in the 2022 Year in Hate and Extremism report, the Southern Poverty Law Center identified Moms for America as an anti-government extremist group, alleging that it is, quote, an anti-student inclusion, close quote, group. And its measures have contributed to a volatile climate for teachers, faculty, and school board members. Let's consider that. These school boards and administrators are putting homosexual smut in elementary school libraries. And parents didn't like that. They protested. They went to the school board meetings and they voiced their displeasure. This is a topic that parents should discuss with their children when the children are ready to absorb the information and make an educated decision. This is a parent's job. We don't need homosexual literature in an elementary school library. But they're an anti-government group because they oppose this smut. Ms. Fletcher said, quote, I find it ironic that the Southern Poverty Law Center turns out to be the extremist group, which we've always known, but now that they're finally being exposed because the DOJ has investigated them, and found them to be funneling money into all the extremist organizations that they're supposed to be protecting us from, close quote. She continues, putting moms in the same category as the KKK or these violent protesters, rioters, is absolutely not compatible, close quote. There are roughly 500,000 mothers across America that are members of Moms for America. Ms. Fletcher said the SPLC's extremist label has disrupted the group's operations, claiming that tech companies cut off services and that the organization faced threats and harassment, prompting dozens of the organization's leadership to step down. Fomenting hate. Exactly. Ms. Fletcher said despite the threats and alleged shadow banning by social media companies because of the extremist label from the SPLC, she claims that it is almost like a badge of honor. Now, there was another person who was added to the hate list. If you've ever listened to him or watched him speak, he was a gentleman who grew up in poverty, and he went to college, very smart, became a neurosurgeon, and he served on Donald Trump's first administration. His name is Dr. Ben Carson. Ben was put on the SPLC hate watch list because of this comment that he gave to Sean Hannity on his Fox News program.
Well, my thoughts are that marriage is between a man and a woman. It's a well-established fundamental pillar of society. And no group, be they gays, be they NAMLA, be they people who believe in bestiality, it doesn't matter what they are, they don't get to change the definition. So it's not something that's against gays. It's against anybody who wants to come along and change the fundamental definitions of pillars of society. It has significant ramifications.
Now, in 2019, a CPA looked through the SPLC's latest financial statement. He said, quote, "What's most striking to me in looking through their financials, of the $492 million in net assets, $412 million of that is value based on net asset value per share or equivalent. In other words, the auditors have no way to independently confirm the value of these investments and relied on the account statements provided by the investment managers." Close quote. If they're going to lie about who is hateful and who is not, and you know that they are using these hate clashes to help fundraise, they're going to be shady. They're going to be shady. So basically, all of the SPLC's net assets have no donor restrictions. They do not have to deal with donors who are overly concerned about what their money is used for. People just seem to give money to the SPLC willy-nilly on the assumption that they are good. The national media wouldn't constantly be citing the SPLC as the unimpeachable arbiter of hate versus love unless the SPLC was above suspicion, right? They've been wonky to me for decades. You know, I wasn't aware of the SPLC before I started working for the ministry, but it didn't take me long to realize how wishy-washy this group was. It's unfathomable to me. And you would think that anybody that has depended upon the SPLC and their hate listings for donations, they would pick a better source to vet whether a group is worthy or not of donations. The co-founders were Morris Dees and Richard Cohen. Morris Dees got fired. Right after that, Richard Cohen resigned. What was behind all of this? Well, there have been some whistleblowers that have come out recently, in the last 5 years or so, talking about the environment inside the SPLC. Now, most of these people are lawyers. They're not accountants. They're not public relations. Do they even have an HR department? I have no idea. But there have been reports of Morris Dees coming up and uninvited putting his hands on women, be it their shoulders, their arm, their hand, but touching them, kind of like Joe Biden when he would creep up on little kids, sniff their hair. But Morris Dees did it with his employees. There was one report where a black woman was in the room And Morris D. said, "I like chocolate," throwing out some sexual innuendo. He's a creeper. Oh, my. Let me tell you, you want to know a creeper. He cheated on his wife, Maureen. He had a mistress. Then he tried to get the mistress to move in and for Maureen to accept it. And then he said he changed his mind and he wanted to stay with Maureen because she was going to file for divorce. And then he proposed having an open marriage. And then when she finally said okay and she met some guy, it was a setup from D's. He had this guy meet her and go back to her hotel room, and D's and the photographer were hiding out in the bathroom. They popped out at the right time and took pictures, and he used this in the divorce proceedings. But he's been accused of being a pedophile. And there is a report, the actual divorce decree. I read through it today. It is disgusting. And if you're interested in it, you can do a search for Meet Real Morris D's Filthy Jew. It is on Christogenea.org. So Christogenea.org. And you can see the divorce decree and you can read about his appetite and the vile things that this so-called bastion of American society has done. The man's a pig. So many people have foisted him on a pedestal as if he was some kind of Southern Baptist evangelical savior for the American people. But there have been some true journalists that have exposed the SPLC and the shenanigans going on for about 20 plus years. But they get silenced by controlled media. And millions of people want to believe that Morris Dees is a hero, that he is single-handedly battling the rising tide of hate. He's on the front lines. They want to believe that so bad. But everything the SPLC did and has done is extremely useful to the Democratic Party. They have held the coalition of the fringes together by screaming from the rooftops that there is a vast right-wing conspiracy. And they blame the straight white male for everything. They have conspired with tech monopolies, like Amazon, to decide who will be denied service due to their political views. If you notice that the entire ebook catalog that I had put up on Amazon.com for books written by Tex Mars, they removed everything from that catalog written by Tex, even if it was about the New Age, because the SPLC and the Anti-Defamation League have sullied the reputation of this ministry and Tex Mars, and Amazon used their data points and fell for it hook, line, and sinker. There is a software company called Benevity. It connects with nonprofits and allows employees to donate time and money. Their platform blacklists conservative nonprofits using as a source the SPLC. Benevity is not directly affiliated with the SPLC, according to a company spokesperson. According to its website, Benevity connects nearly 1,000 enterprise companies to a network of 513,000 nonprofits after vetting more than 2.2 million of them. Critics have said the SPLC trades on its history of suing KKK groups into bankruptcy to smear conservatives. But according to 1792 Exchange, 252 companies using the Benevity platform exclude conservative groups by using the SPLC list as a screening tool. This list includes Adobe, Alphabet, Amazon, Apple, McDonald's, Netflix, PayPal. I can verify PayPal. They removed our PayPal account here at the ministry over a decade ago. Where did they get this information from? The SPLC. Salesforce, Starbucks, and others. They are using the hate list from the SPLC to choke off conservative organizations. Fidelity Investments and Vanguard Financial have announced that they are not going to issue grants to the SPLC due to this indictment. Tyler O'Neill at the Daily Signal has done some tremendous research on this. He reached out to 15 companies on the Fortune 1000 whose foundation sent the SPLC more than $10,000 since 2020. These are Gilead Sciences, $750,000. Raymond James Charitable, almost $700,000. Bank of New York Charitable, almost $500,000. PayPal, over $300,000. T. Rowe Price Charitable, $235,000 plus. Allstate, $125,000. TIAA, over $100,000. This foundation closed in 2021 and transferred their accounts to Renaissance Charitable Foundation. Goldman Sachs, over $90,000. These are donations to the SPLC. Goldman Sachs Global Head of Communication Tony Fratto said, quote, "We would not allow donations from our donor-advised funds to be directed to an organization under federal criminal indictment." So they're stopping. Thrivent Financial, over $52,000. Justin Herndon, the nonprofit's director of public relations, said, quote, "While client-directed gifts to the SPLC were previously allowed, we recently reviewed the organization against our program criteria and suspended them from our list of eligible organizations pending further review," close quote. J.P. Morgan Chase, over $46,000. They also contributed $500,000 after the 2017 Unite the Right rally in Charlottesville. Northrop Grumman, over $31,000. Pfizer, almost $30,000. GE Aerospace, $23,000 plus. Bank of America, over $40,000. A Bank of America spokesperson clarified that the contributions came from an employee matching grant program for which all IRS-designated 501c3 nonprofits are eligible. Liberty Mutual gave $10,000. But some of the big-name donors have been awful mum. George Clooney, George Soros, they've been quiet. Their foundations, along with MGM Resorts and other high-profile backers, haven't spoken up since the indictment handed out. Many of the SPLC's donors, including Clooney's foundation, former Apple CEO Tim Cook and J.P. Morgan, pledged to the organization after clashes at the Unite the Right white supremacist rally in Virginia in 2017 that resulted in the death of one protester. But get this, these donors did not know that the SPLC was, allegedly, sending money to one of the people involved in organizing the Unite the Right rally. You get that? They had no clue. Other donors have included Chick-fil-A. Now, Chick-fil-A people addressed this scandal in the New York Post. Quote, "Our mention in this is based on a one-time $2,500 donation made nearly 10 years ago at the request of a former advisory board member. This isn't an organization that Chick-fil-A is involved with or supports in any capacity." But if you're listening to controlled media, you are going to be hard-pressed to find anything negative. It was an 11-count indictment handed down by the Department of Justice. It should be extremely embarrassing for the SPLC, if not outright criminal. But you wouldn't know this from the press coverage from controlled media. You'd know mostly that a supposedly noble and esteemed anti-racist group is tied up somehow in the Trump administration's chicanery. Now, I have, there was a question and answer when Todd Blanche announced this indictment. And I want you to hear the question from this so-called journalist and the answer from Todd Blanche.
You're alleging that the Southern Poverty Law Center was paying the leaders of KKK and other groups to continue their operations? Is that...
I'm not alleging it. The grand jury returned an indictment that says that. And so what the investigation found, according to the indictment that was returned today, is that they were paying. So Southern Poverty Law Center is raising money, asking folks to give them money to dismantle racism. And over a very long period of time, they were using some of the money they raised from donors to pay to, they called them field, you know, basically to informants. For information, for access, to just pay them for certain, to do certain things. And so, yes, that's exactly what the indictment charges.
But why would the news omit these allegations that this anti-hate group allegedly bankrolled Klan members and others like them? The New York Times reported, quote, "In recent years, Republicans have accused the group of unfairly targeting conservative and Christian organizations, labeling them as extremists," close quote. CBS News, quote, "Justice Department charges Southern Poverty Law Center with fraud over investigations into extremist groups," close quote. In this report, they are careful to note, quote, "The SPLC is a nonprofit that tracks white supremacists and other hate groups across the U.S. and has been a frequent target of President Trump's allies. It is best known for its work investigating the Ku Klux Klan," close quote. Get this, in 2016, the year before the Unite the Right rally, the SPLC's total contributions and public support was about $50 million. By October 2017, after the rally, revenue soared to approximately $133 million. That is not a bad return on investment, in which the SPLC reportedly paid about $270,000 to a source who was, quote, "a member of the online leadership chat group that planned the rally, attended the event at the direction of the SPLC, made racist postings under the supervision of the SPLC, and helped coordinate transportation to the event for several attendees," close quote. Allegedly, the SPLC continued to pay this source 6 years after this Charlottesville event. The money they have paid to their so-called informants, a former Imperial Wizard of the United Klans of America, a Klan member who was the spouse of an exalted Cyclops of the KKK, a person who led the National Socialist Party of America, and was the former director of a faction of the Aryan Nations, the reported national president of American Front, who was a convicted felon for his participation in a cross-burning. These are people in leadership roles. These aren't the pawns. But they claim they were just paying informants. Whether the charges are overblown or not, the newsroom should simply report the news instead of slanting it. Getting the facts of this have been like pulling eye teeth. There is outright misdirection in the coverage that controlled media is putting out there. For decades, these newsrooms have promoted the SPLC as the authority on racism and hate, and they can't stop now. Goodness gracious. I want to thank you for tuning in and giving me an hour of your time. I greatly appreciate it. And as always, I pray you will tune in again next week at this same time. Tune in and discover the power of prophecy.